The record of Christianity and slavery is crystal clear. The Bible very specifically endorses slavery. There is absolutely no doubt whatsoever about this. In the case of America, it is also a matter of very clear historical fact that the overwhelming majority of the U.S. evangelical Christian community supported slavery. Indeed, they strongly supported slavery. There is absolutely no doubt about that. In terms of race relations, white Christian evangelicals opposed the basic tenets of the civil rights movement up until the late 50s and 1960s, when it became apparent that this was not politically viable, although there was still huge opposition among white evangelicals to the civil rights movement. The so-called religious right that emerged in the 1970s was also directly related to the issue of racism. It was directly related to a campaign to preserve the power of the white academies in the South. These are historical facts. Now, these are very troubling facts for the white evangelical Christian leadership of America. As a result, in the 1980s, an imaginary version of history was created. One of the people at the center of this was a guy called Wilberforce, who was active in the abolition of the slave trade in England. Wilberforce is a very unsavory person, a classic sort of hypocrite, because while Wilberforce opposed the institution of slavery, he was absolutely ruthless in crushing efforts at social justice in England. Furthermore, the so-called liberation of the slaves in the British Empire was in many ways a farce. After being, quote, liberated, the slaves went back to work for the same people they were working for. That didn't change. Meanwhile, the owners of the slaves got money from the government, and the slaves got no money from the government. This is what happened. So this is why we introduce the following discussion of Mr. Wilberforce. The whole story has an even more ugly side, because the opposition to the slave trade, particularly under the nefarious influence of David Livingston, was reorganized to be used as a justification for a ruthless British campaign of imperialism in Africa, where local African governments were conquered and crushed by British imperialism. It's very similar, so to speak, to the human rights campaign of Western liberals today, where they justify invading, murdering, torturing, killing third world people on the grounds that they're bringing them human rights. Very similar to that. The military invasions of Africa by Europeans, particularly in the 19th century, have led to the death of millions upon millions of Africans and imposed on Africa a colonial system of economics that has destroyed a good part of the biological foundations of life in Africa. The consequences of people like Wilberforce and Livingston are ahead of us, not behind us. The most serious consequences, because of the ecological crisis that Africa faces today, a crisis which is likely to get worse, not better, that was created by the destruction of traditional African life and its replacement by European and Christian imperialism.